The sermon for today is from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, 33 through 43. This is the story of Jesus crucified and having a conversation with two individuals while they're in a place called the skull. The writer of Luke invites us to visit a rare place in Jerusalem. It is called the skull. In North Carolina, there are many, many similar places like the skull. In Durham, precisely, for example, there is one called the Damn Neighborhood, or La Maldita Vecindad. In Siler City, also, there is another place called, or was called, the Johnson Mobile Parking. Very, very interesting places. Luke invites us to go and listen to a conversation at this place, the skull. The things we do because we don't know what we are doing. This is the words of Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." The things we do because we don't know what we are doing. That is what we humans do. We do things from our ignorance, from our lack of knowledge. I have no idea who or how this conversation was recorded between these three crucified people, but I think Luke's writer had something in mind. Sinners and victims know better. In this passage, the only one who seems to know what is happening is the sinner, one of the criminals crucified with Jesus. The others don't know what they're doing. In first century Christianity, the cross had a meaning. It represented execution by the empire, and only the empire crucified. And then, for only one crime, denial of imperial authority. Crucifixion was a form of humiliation, propaganda to intimidate people, and of religious course. The official religion in the time of Christ endorsed the crucifixions. Just think about it. The official religion in the time of Christ endorsed the crucifixion, as the official religion in the time of Adolf Hitler endorsed the massacres caused by Adolf Hitler. All empires have had their ways and styles of punishing those who have opposed them, to humiliate them, and to use them as an intimidation propaganda while using the language of religion. In the Middle Ages, the Holy Inquisition accused everyone who thought differently as heretics. Artists, theologians, scientists died at the stake for resisting the empire of the church. The official religion at the time of the Inquisition endorsed the burning of people in bonfires. The crucified, like those burned at the stake, had a common characteristic. All of them were punished for only one crime, denial of imperial authority, resisting the empire. What are the modern ways that privileged people use to crucify those who resist? How can our faith do them justice and restore their dignity? One of my favorite movies had a line that says, "We have hope. Rebellions are built in hope." It is sad to say or to have listened to the conversations between two crucified people. Beyond the pain, the frustration, the guilt, and the shame, there's an element of hope in those conversations. Personally, I have often heard this conversation between marginalized and modernly crucified people. They are confusing conversations and full of contradictions. Among the undocumented, those who came with a visa, for example, criticize or disparage those who cross the border, although both are in the same situation, crucified. I have heard conversations among the LGBTQ community. Some who disagree with the marches and Pride Day criticize and disparage those who march and participate on them. In most communities, transgender people are the most criticized and belittled by the same community, by the same LGBTQ community, although all are there, all of them are in the same situation, crucified. To participate in this type of conversation among crucified people, we must be free from prejudices and assumptions. We must have enough humility to understand that our privilege is capable of modifying our convenience, the image of that reality. That is, it is different to see things from the palace of Pilate than from the perspective of someone who is in a place called the skull. Again, it is different to see the things from the palace of Pilate in privilege that from the perspective of someone who is in a place crucified in the margins. When it comes to living in diversity, it is important to understand that there are different levels of conversation among us. The voices of the privileged will try to impose themselves on those who are in the margins. Some people from their privileged zone will see things as normals, but for others who see things from the cross, things will be very different. Our faith has the challenge of learning how to recognize those differences and to understand that what is normal for some may be abnormal for others. Racism and other similar problems in most cases occur because of not knowing how to recognize those differences. What is worse is when people with privilege begin to make decisions in behalf of those with less privilege. I know it. I know it can be uncomfortable to be in a bilingual service where you have to wait your turn to listen in the language of the other. I also know that it's very uncomfortable to sometimes have to give up being right. It is worth remembering that Christianity was born with people from different life journeys and that they spoke in other languages. I know it could be very uncomfortable to accept that there is another version of this reality that we call Christianity. Christianity breaks with normalcy. When Christianity becomes normal and comfortable, then it is a time to take a bath with cold water because something is not going well. Something is not going right when Christianity becomes normal and comfortable. If you have never been in a conversation between crucified people, it will be very difficult for you to understand their situation. If you are not interested in participating in their conversations, then you have no right to decide for them. Again, if you are not interested in participating in their conversations, then you have no right to decide for them because your perspective is from the Pilate palace, from the zone of privilege. This is a beautiful opportunity here at United Church in La Mesa that we provide, that we offer to people. You can enter into conversation with the crucified to challenge our comfort zone and to contrast our experience of faith with the experience of others. Only then we can build the kingdom of God. This morning, we leave this place with the decision to stop doing things out of ignorance, for not knowing, for not understanding. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." I wonder, what are the things that we do know and we keep doing? What are those things that we know are wrong, but we keep doing it? We want to do our part. We want to do the part that we know. We want to affirm the justice, the love, the care that we know. We want to do our part. We want to understand. We want to listen to other people's stories. May God help us to learn to listen and to show solidarity with those we crucified. Amen.